Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College football comes to the North Shore. 12 o'clock, the University of Pittsburgh hosts the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Joining us is former Pitt quarterback and senior associate athletic director of NIL development and strategic business. And it's Pat Bostic. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, partner. How are you?
I'm fired up. I think the whole city is excited that the national stage that this presents and the first time the two ranked teams will play in Pittsburgh for the university in a long, long time. This is a marquee matchup.
It certainly is. You know, all the bells and whistles, all the pomp and circumstance. But obviously the game is what's most important, and it's a very intriguing matchup. Two young quarterbacks, obviously two dynamic tailbacks, Desmond Reed ready to roll. Jeremiah Love for Notre Dame is terrific, a front runner perhaps for the Heisman Trophy. Going to be a great day, game day, ACC huddle. But most importantly, partner, we'll be on the air bright and early tomorrow, getting ready to roll.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Pat hosts a show every Saturday morning at 8, all about Pitt Panther athletics, and that's on our brother station, 93.7 The Fan. Our network coverage begins at 10 and then kick off just after noon. And by the way, just a practical note, if you're coming down, parking lots are going to open an hour earlier than usual, 6 a.m., 6:30, College Game Day. Pitt opens for fans to get there with their signs, and at 9 o'clock, they're on the air around the country from the Great Lawn. What does this kind of attention bring to the university and this football team, Pat?
It brings a lot. You know, it's one of the most viewed telecasts in all of sports, and you know, everyone across the country, no matter who your rooting allegiance is, and flipping that on at 9 and watching it. There'll be a lot of, great pub for the university. They'll showcase some of the great players that have played at the University of Pittsburgh. But it's a showcase for our city as well. And, Pitt is such a big part of Pittsburgh, and our region deserves this. Football in this great city is a source of great pride. You know, so you got game day here, obviously, the Pitt game, Steeler game Sunday, and then just a few months from now, the NFL draft. I can't think of a better spotlight to put on our great city, the University of Pittsburgh, and Pitt football than what we have this weekend. And then it'll be incumbent on those young men to go get it done and represent well, and I know they will.
And 5 in a row, the wins behind Mason Heinchel at 18 years old, the true freshman quarterback, and they've been able to win games overcoming their own mistakes, but playing a team like Notre Dame, Pat, as you well know, they won't have that margin of error in a game like this.
No, they won't. You're right. And I think that, the mistakes that he's made, the great plays that he's made and accumulated over these last 5 weeks will put him in a good position to go out in this game and and play, you know, his way, but also understand, you know, the weight of the moment. And I think the situational awareness will be critical. He has the ability to make spectacular plays, but it'll be the routine plays that, keeps Pitt in this game and ultimately wins this game for Pitt. There'll be moments when he needs to be special, and that's when he needs to turn that switch on. But he's done a terrific job. Obviously, he has garnered a lot of national attention as well. But he needs to trust the guys around him and get the football spread out. And this team doesn't need to do anything different than it did down in Tallahassee against Florida State, than it did at home against NC State. It just needs to be consistent for four quarters if it's going to beat, you know, a top-10 caliber team like the Fighting Irish.
We're with Pat Bostic. And, Pat, how about Aaron Donald getting his due, retiring his jersey, number 97, at halftime officially to join a very special group of athletes?
Yeah, it really has come together nicely. And as Pat Narduzzi, I think, eloquently said yesterday, this he could have had his jersey retired, you know, the moment he left the university. But I can't think of a player that embodies Pitt football, modern Pitt football, than Aaron. You know, under-recruited, undersized, overlooked, and obviously wins every major college award available to a defensive tackle in 2013, and goes on to win three Defensive Player of the Year awards in the NFL, and finally gets his ring with the Los Angeles Rams. You know, he is Pittsburgh through and through. He's Pitt through and through. He's Penn Hills through and through. And, you know, to do it on this stage, I think, is appropriate. Obviously, you don't want to overshadow the other Pittsburgh native that will be in the venue, Tony Dorsett, who, you know, the Hawk is obviously iconic. And tomorrow is 50 years to the day that he, you know, in legendary fashion, ran for 303 yards at Pitt Stadium against the Fighting Irish. And perhaps no player, you know, draws fear from Irish fans more than Tony Dorsett. So it'll be good to have him at Acrisure tomorrow.
And that said, what does this do for the fan base? I would imagine they'll be gathered very early tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's why the parking lots are opened early. It's, you know, I think what Coach Narduzzi said the other day, I won't repeat what he said, you know, on his show, but he said to have a good time and get down there. And listen, you know, I think fan bases, you know, region cities come together around sport. This is certainly an opportunity to make a lot of memories and to have a great time. Why not get there bright and early, enjoy the festivities, the game day, the spotlight, and then get in there early to root this team on to what would be one of the bigger wins in program history.
And before you go, Pat, John Gruden has been gushing about the Panthers and Mason Heichel. For those that don't know, he once coached here.
He did, yeah. For those that don't know, he was on the 1991 staff. He was a receiver coach. Marvin Lewis, longtime coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, was on the staff as well. And a young Mike McCarthy from Greenfield was on the staff. You know, you do a lot of traffic and so forth on your show, Lair. Mike McCarthy was a volunteer assistant and worked the graveyard shift at the Turnpike toll out in Monroeville to make enough money to afford to rent and so forth. So, Gruden was on that staff. He joined us on the Fan Morning Show yesterday, and we had a lot of fun. He'll be at the game. Friends with Pat Narduzzi, he'll be on the sideline, and it's always good to have Chucky in your corner.
I love it. I heard it was a fantastic interview. We're going to re-air that in a pregame tomorrow. That's at 10 on the Fan, kickoff at noon. Acrisure Stadium, Pat Bostic will be there with all the color, along with Bill Hillgrove, Doran Dickerson, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you there, partner. Thanks for the time.
Anytime for you, Larry. See you tomorrow.
You got it. Tell you what, Aaron, Pat is such a savant when it comes to Pitt football. He really is smart, and he could be a coach. He's that good.
He's got such great positive energy. You can just hear it in his voice.
It exudes, and that's why he's doing what he's doing. T, I thought, why not trending with E? As in Aaron Ferragonio, our producer. So, Aaron, what is trending?
Well, you just gave away some Wicked tickets earlier, and their premiere of Wicked 2 for Good, a fan hopped the guardrail onto the red carpet and was running toward Ariana Grande, to which Cynthia Erivo blocked her. And of course, you know, security eventually got to this fan, but there are a lot of trending videos on the internet about this.
That is scary for more and more artists are dealing with, you know, we've seen it in sports where fans run onto the field. And
right.
They're pretty prepared for that.
Right.
But you wouldn't necessarily think the red carpet would be an opportunity, but I guess anywhere goes.
Right.
That's got to be very unsettling.
And the Wicked events have been so grand and pompous, you know, so she just looked completely stunned. I don't even think she could have taken a step. So good on Cynthia Erivo and the security team. Okay, so we've been following Puff Diddy's case kind of casually, but apparently his release date is being pushed back because he allegedly was consuming alcohol in prison.
How'd that happen?
That much isn't being said, but you can imagine, you know, they're sneaking burner phones and knives and whatever else they sneak into prison. So I don't know. He's Diddy, so could, I don't know.
Well, I'm with his financial influence.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
You think if you watch movies about prison, there are ways to do things.
Indeed.
But he got caught drinking alcohol in prison.
Yes. And normally I would have just stuck with three stories, but these next two are also really hot. So, you know, Cardi B, how she's having a baby with Stefan Diggs.
Yeah, he's famous football player and she's mm-hmm. famous singer.
And she gave birth. This is her fourth child in general, first child with him. So, and it's, pregnancy goes so fast nowadays. I'm like, I just found out she was pregnant, but she gave birth today.
I know there are a lot of women listening saying, Aaron, it goes fast unless it's you.
Yeah, right. That's what I've heard. They're like, oh, really? For me, it seemed like way longer than a year. So I'm sure she's happy to be over and done with that. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
There's an update to your story from yesterday.
With Adele?
Yeah.
Yes.
So Adele's very, very famous singer. She's now going to be a movie actress, hopefully a movie star. And the director is a guy named Tom Ford. And I asked you, is that the same guy who used to sell that expensive cologne and perfume? And we weren't sure in the moment.
Right.
But we found out you did some research.
I did. And you found out, actually, and you informed me, it is the same guy.
Yes, the Tom I Can't Afford Expensive Perfume is the director of this movie, and he sold his company 2 years ago to Estee Lauder for $1.6 billion. So why is he messing with directing movies?
Well, like Paul said earlier, this is clearly a hobby for him. You know, just imagine, he probably sold his company and thought, okay, where else can I pivot creatively and have fun? You know, I'm sure he had a great time designing, because I believe Tom Ford, I mean, fragrances, sunglasses, clothes, you name it. And so to shift to movies, who knows? Maybe that's simpler for him. Maybe it's uncharted territory and he just is going to, we're going to see how he does.
Tom Ford.
Okay, last one.
Okay.
Do you know who our Super Bowl halftime performer is?
Bad Bunny.
And he won Album of the Year yesterday
in
at
the Latin Grammys.
Grammys. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I really don't know his music. Do you?
You know, I do generally. And I got to be honest, they're a good time. Personally, I think it's going to be a really electric, energizing Super Bowl. You know, in a way that we haven't done before. So when Usher performed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And 2 years ago, last year, when was that? 2 years ago, because Kendrick was last year. How could I forget? You know, he danced and he gave performances. Bad Bunny gives that same energy off. He's going to be dancing. I'm sure it's going to be bright colors. So, and it's been a little bit controversial. So he's on top right now.
It's controversial for people who don't know him and goes, well, I don't know Bad Bunny, so why is he doing this?
Right.
Anyway, that's what's trending with E and T. We'll be back on Monday. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
It is 8:25. Any reasons? And if you're a football fan, it's kind of nirvana, right? Sunday, the Steelers have a chance to beat the Bengals and maintain their lead in the AFC North. And, Aaron, I was simply stopping at a Dunkin' in what we call the Flats in Wexford. And I went in, and I just got a coffee and a donut. And the lovely gal behind the counter said, "Hey, Larry, I'm a medium." I said, "Well, I'm a large." Just kidding. The Steel City medium is Leslie Gray. Leslie, good morning.
Good morning.
I knew the minute we locked eyes that you would be on the show to give us what a medium knows about the Steelers in particular. But first, how did this all develop for you?
I was a little kid. My mom noticed it when I was a baby because I would hand things to people that weren't there. And I would talk to, like, babble to people that weren't there. I'd look up in the air and smile and laugh. She said it was about 8 months old. And then the older I got, the more I would go and just go up to people and grab their hands and say stuff to them. And mostly medical, like I can see medical. So it's like a medical medium. But that's one thing I do. And I can see, like, a little girl was missing from our neighborhood, and I told my parents that I knew the license plate number, what the car looked like, what the two men looked like, and I knew her name. And lo and behold, there was a little girl named by that name missing. And they went up to the police station and told them that I seen stuff and where these guys were and everything, and they found her alive, thank God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Leslie, how long do people approach you often and say, "Hey, Leslie, I need your advice or your insight on this particular thing or on health or any issues that they might have?"
Well, I have a page where people can sign up and get a reading. And that's the Steel City Medium Leslie Gray page. And I have somebody else trying to pretend like to be me. So. But she doesn't have as many people on her page as mine. But and she's a tarot card reader, which I refuse to have any parts of. I do go to church. I am a Christian. I believe in God. So that's one of my biggest debates with people is that two near-death experiences. I've been to heaven. I think if God was going to punish me, he would have done it right then and there. But
wait a minute. Wait a minute, Leslie. You've had two near-death experiences?
Yeah, I was 2 and a half, and I went through a coffee table, a glass coffee table, and I had to have my face pulled down, stitches on the inside, and stitched on the outside. That was like almost 700 stitches in my face. And the doctor kept saying, "I can't believe her eyes weren't touched." like somebody put their hands upon my eyes, and not a single piece of glass went in my eye. Not a single piece. But everywhere else, there was glass.
And then later, what happened?
And when I was nine, my mother didn't like what I said to her about my dad. And she took it out on me. So she cracked my skull open.
Oh, my God.
And I was gone. I was gone. I seen myself. I was above myself watching her do this to me.
And what do you remember now from that? Obviously, from 2 and a half and age 9, what was your recall, and what do you retain with you after all these years?
So my meeting with God, he kind of like showed me the lay of the land. Like there was a place called Murky Land where people go when they take their own life. When God doesn't choose for them to leave, they choose for themselves. And you can go in many ways, like speeding in a car, knowing that you shouldn't be speeding in the car because you're going to take your own life somehow, some way. And you wreck in a car and boom, you're gone. You'll end up getting stuck there. Like when you're drinking and driving. If it's an accident and like you didn't know it was going to happen, that's not going to happen. But I've seen many people stuck in there where, you know, they don't have the knowledge to love God or know God or ever was taught about God, or they're atheists or they're, you know, non-believers. That's where I see a lot of those people. You know, and there's a way out. So my mom went to see this movie because I told her what happened in my near death. And I told her everything, how it looked and what God wanted us to know. I knew that my first son was going to be a boy. I told my mom that. I said, my first child will be a son, and he will serve in the military. It'll be one of the longest wars ever known to man. And he was in Korea. His first stint was 2 years in Korea, which was known as the longest war ever known to man. Then he was in Afghanistan and Iran. So two of the wars, two of long, very long wars. He was born on the 4th of July, which I already knew he was going to be born on the 4th of July. I literally wrote everything down, telling everybody, my first child will be a boy. He will be born on the 4th of July. He will be in the military. So on and so forth. I knew everything about him before. Like, I was only 9, and I knew I was going to have a son. God showed me that.
Well, before we lose time here, because we kind of wanted to do this just having some fun about the Steelers being a medium. When you said Steel City Medium, I naturally thought Steelers, right?
Yeah, I kind of knew their this year would be kind of back and forth. Like, I kept on saying it's kind of like a flip-flop with them. They're going to win, they're going to lose, they're going to win, they're going to lose. And I feel like it's the weirdest thing, but I feel like that stadium has a curse on it.
What?
Oh, no. This is bad news. Bad news.
We just heard of her. Wait, 2 weeks ago, they said it's haunted.
I swear on my life, there's something going on with that stadium.
Well, it was renamed Acrisure. That didn't change anything.
No, it has nothing to do with the name. It has something to do with the atmosphere. Like, when I was in there, I kept on saying something dark's here. Well, I can feel it.
Are we going to win Sunday?
I don't get a good feeling about Sunday.
Oh, no.
This is terrible.
Wow, this is. I thought you said we win, we lose, we win. So we just lost. We need a win.
Are we going to be – is this one home?
Yeah, at Acrisure. With gusty winds and 47-degree temperature, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's going to be crazy. I do, however, I really wish people would, you know, when we got Aaron Rodgers, I had a good feeling about him. I did not have a bad feeling about him. I thought he was a good asset to us.
And what did you feel about me when I met you? I'm nervous.
I felt like two people were really watching over you. So I didn't know. Is your mom passed on?
Yes.
So your mom is a big, she's really protective of you. And then I felt a man, but I didn't feel him being blood related to you. So do you have a father-in-law that passed away?
Yes.
Yeah. I felt like he was really watching over you.
I
didn't feel him being like your father. I felt him being somebody else's dad, like a father-in-law. I felt he really cared about you, really loved you, really was like, that's my son, whether he's blood or not.
So
I really felt that about him.
Well, I will tell you, I think about him every day. He was a very powerful influence in my life, and obviously my mother, too. So, well, we'll continue.
That makes a lot of sense.
The Steel City Medium with big surprises. Wow. I want to hear more about your near-death experiences again. We'll have to have you back. Leslie, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, Larry. It was so nice to meet you. And now I'm up at Cranberry now.
All right, so I'll come to the Duncan and Cranberry. I want to see you.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Ask for Leslie Gray.
Much love.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, wow. That was a surprise interview. Because at first...
So much more than you initially would have thought.
Yesterday morning...
Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania was taken to the hospital after he fell while walking near his home. Fetterman sustained minor injuries to his face. The spokesman said the senator had felt lightheaded due to a flare-up of a type of irregular heartbeat.
And in what they quote as saying abundance of caution, they've kept him at the hospital at this time. We believe he's still there to try to get his... medications regulated.
Sunshine, rain, thunderstorms, and wind gusts. So,
oh my,
there's something for everyone in the forecast through Sunday.
Yeah, looking at the 3 days, looks like a nice mid-November day, 54 with some sun, but no precip. That may come when this warm front, it's temporary because it's going to bump temps up to 63 tomorrow, but then behind it, much colder air, and in between, you get that squeeze effect. And that's where the possibility of a thunderstorm or two in the late afternoon occurs.
The dreaded squeeze effect.
Hopefully it'll come. Not always. After the game, kickoff is at noon tomorrow with Pitt and the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame.
And about the game, Pitt coach Pat Narduzzi says...
It's the All-American team, period. They got the best players from all of America. And, you know, our guys will have their work cut out for them. It will not be easy at noon on Saturday.
Yeah, he said a lot of things this week that got a lot of attention.
I'll bet he sure did, yeah.
Probably telling Coach, just give him the old coach speak. One game at a time, yada, yada, yada.
Yep. Steelers-Bengals will follow on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers on what's behind the lack of success throwing to DK Metcalf.
Yeah, other guys got to get open and make plays because, you know, DK is a super talented guy, but we haven't been able to get him targets that we want to because he's getting doubled every third down, basically.
Well, there you go. Aaron Rodgers calling out the other receivers. Get open! And the Pens play today at 2 p.m. This is part of a series in Stockholm, Sweden against the Nashville Predators.
I know what I'm going to be doing.
And yeah,
2 o'clock this afternoon.
I do, too. And the other is Sunday morning at 9 a.m. So really odd times. And if you're wondering, you looked at the schedule like I did initially. I'm like, what? 2 o'clock on a Friday? And then I realized, oh, they're in Sweden right now. They're in the hot tub. That's what they do, right? Hot tubs and saunas. I've never been to. Have you ever been to?
No, but I'd love to go. I'd love to go.
Yeah, they know how to do that stuff.
Rasmussen is a Danish name. Yeah.
Is it?
Yep.
All right. Well, you're nearby.
That's part of Scandinavia.
Do you guys sauna a lot?
In Denmark, I don't know. I would love to go there. I would like to go to Norway and Sweden, too.
Well, we'll see how the Pens do in Sweden after the sauna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.